I'm sure he'll sell you his.
Yeah, you know what?
They are.
You told me that.
All right, good evening. So let's continue. Again, I truly apologize, especially after I switched the time. Your session will try to be better in the future. Okay, so just a quick chazar as to what we focused on last week. So pretty much we could condense all of last week into two basic ideas. If you remember again, I think really the groundbreaking idea that we studied last week was this concept that each of us come back to the world because there's something we have to fix, there's something we have to address. And the truth is, very often there's something that each of us struggle with, sometimes on a daily basis. And that's usually the thing for which we were sent back in this world to be metaken. So if a person finds himself struggling with a particular issue, chances are that's the whole reason for my gilgul. That's the whole reason I'm here. So that's what he called, if you remember, the Mechaber used lashon of siba miyuchedes. Each of us has a particular, almost like individual type of purpose here in this world. That's different from person to person. So I have my siba miyuchedes, you have your siba miyuchedes. Everyone has their individual reason. But remember again, there's also something that he called a siba koleles. And a siba koleles means what? That there's a general purpose of life that we all share, independent of our individual reasons. So that's what we left off with last week. So let's pick up this week with paragraph Hey on page Ches. I think, I don't know, maybe in the one volume one it's different, where everybody's using the five volume one, two volume one. Okay, page Ches. Page Ches, section Hey. Nitin Mashal Adavar. So remember again, this is, we're going to further explore these concepts of Siba. We're going to put Siba Miyuchedes on the side a little bit, because Siba Miyuchedes is a little bit easier to wrap our heads around. I struggle with something, whatever that something is. And again, not just like I struggle with it every single day. That's my primary purpose for being here. We're going to focus now on the Siba, what he calls Siba Kolelis, general idea. This is, for example, Nitan Mashal Adavar. Let's give a Mashal. Nagar Lokeach biyado ha'achas masur, obiyano ha'shnei kerash. So we'll say, so let's say you have a carpenter, and the carpenter takes in one hand a saw, and in the second hand he takes a board. V'hu maschil l'nasir. And what does he do? He begins to saw the board. In b'sha'a shenagar zu asok b'melechas ha'nisor, machshavto shekua b'nyana machirin, ve'indato u'machshavto nesurun l'melechto. If while the carpenter is sawing the board, his attention is diverted, and he begins to think about something other than sawing the board, what's going to happen? Karaf adavar, one of two things is going to happen. O shachitoch yasalo karoy, he's not going to cut the board appropriately. O shakeresh yishamet mitoch yado. Or second possibility is that he'll just totally lose his grip on the board altogether. O shechas v'shalom sugo lachtoch afilu es hayad. Or God forbid, he could even cut off his hand. So the point over here is, in the process of sawing the board, if you don't pay attention to what it is you're supposed to be doing, either, you know, best case scenario, you won't do it right. Worst case scenario, chas v'shalom, a person could cause himself significant bodily harm. So he goes on. V'zos mipnei shekaasher lakach liyado es hamasor, haya borur lo ma'asof umatach lisam, v'ketzad ro'i lehishtamesh im masor zeh. Because what happens? When the person picks up the saw and he picks up the board, he has clarity of vision, clarity of purpose. I know, what do I have to do? I have to take the saw, I have to take the board, I have to cut it into two. It's clear, it's abundantly clear, unequivocally clear, what it is I have to accomplish. Ulam, ka'asher poel lema'asa ba'asiyos hanisor. But again, as a person begins the process of sawing, hayidiyah hazu nishkacha mimenu. So what happens? What was once abundantly clear, I get distracted, I begin to daydream, I think about other things. And my thoughts are given over to other things altogether. So Sibyl Moshe, also listen to the Nimshal. Heim heim hadvarim b'nimshal, on page 10, three lines down. The truth is, the Nimshal is quite clear. Kvar omru chazal, sha'al hadayin liros es asmo, kilu cherev chada munachas lo ben yirekosav. You know, the Gemara says that a judge is supposed to view as if literally a sharp sword is dangling between his legs. He's supposed to feel as if literally he's a person adjudicating a case in the correct fashion is so incredibly important that a person has to feel that there's like a sakonas nefashos if a person doesn't do it correctly. Ukvar, listen to how beautiful this is. Ukvar amar bisol misalant zatzal shekol adam, shekol adam, Hudayon Shel Atzmo. So I said, listen to this idea. So we have this concept that a dayan essentially has to take his judgments very seriously. You can't take it lightly if you're called upon to adjudicate a case. Says Rabbi Saul Salanter, we're all dayanim. Who do we judge? Who do we judge day in and day out? We judge ourselves. What does that mean? Vahari avodas ha'adam ba'olam hazeh, he mamish nimshal shal nagar. The truth is, life is all about being a carpenter. How so? Shim yesh chas v'shalom hesech das, min sibas ha'chayim v'tachles ha'chayim, hari ha'adam karov l'sakana b'chol rega. Well, so listen to how profound this is. That the same way that the carpenter, if he wants not only to get the job done, but he wants to remain safe, so what does he have to do? He has to remain focused on the objective. If you lose sight of the objective, you will, A, you won't get the job done, and B, you'll compromise yourself. Says the Mechaber, it is no different in life. Ulakach, shla'achar, so what is life? Well, so it's such a profound yisod just by itself. Because what ends up happening over life? The truth is, think about it just even in the course of a day. A very simple way of approaching this. What happens during the day? A person begins the day with a whole list of things they have to do. Right? And what happens by the end of the day?
Push all half of them to the next day.
Exactly. They didn't get done. So why didn't they get done? So it's not because people are lazy. I mean, some people don't get things done because they're lazy. But let's say we're talking here. It's not because we're lazy. Why doesn't it get done? Because what happens, you get a phone call and then it derails you over here. And then, you know, you begin to work on this, you begin to work on that. And, you know, that's just in a day. But if you globalize that, it happens to people all the times in life. I'll tell you, you know, it's so profound. You see people, especially this happens as people get older and they begin to become much more reflective on their life. And they realize that they never did the things they wanted to do. And I'm not talking about they never got to travel here or travel there. That's wonderful things also. I mean, like, significant life accomplishments that they just never got to do. And they wonder to themselves, like, why not? Why didn't I do it? And the answer, 9 out of 10 times, is because I got distracted. I just got distracted. And, you know, a distraction can last 5 minutes or can last 5 years. Tzmaisim b'chol yom. We begin things. And I'll tell you, just like on a personal, I push it. I struggle with this all the time. Because I always think to myself that where I am in life is not ever like where I thought I would be at this stage. You know, if you would have asked me 10 years ago, where would I have been? I would have had all different types of cheshbonos. So some of the things didn't materialize because it wasn't hashgacha. But the truth is, a lot of them didn't materialize just because I just never really worked on it. I just never really did it. Not because I was lazy, but because I just got pulled in a million different directions. And it happens to all of us in different ways. And on one hand, it's an incredible source of pain because, you know, it's one thing to say that something didn't happen because, look, you know, onis rachmana patre. You know, there are extenuating circumstances in life. You can't do anything about it. But the truth is, very often, that's not it. Very often, I look back and I realize, oh, I just got distracted, and I just never got back on task. And because I never got back on task, I just never accomplished the things I wanted to accomplish. He goes on, he says, ulekach. So this is very important in this mahalach. Ulekach, he says, la'achar sha'adim mevar lo asibas v'tachles chayav. So we'll say, after we establish what the real purpose and tachles, we'll call it both purpose, the reason and purpose of my life is, I love, now we don't know what that is, by the way, right? Remember, again, I told you last week already that for the uninitiated, the structure of the Sefer could be a little bit frustrating because he throws out a lot of constructs and only fills in the information later on. So we don't know what the purpose of life is, what he called, again, this Siba Kolelis. We don't know what it is. But we know that once we find it, we are going to have to pay constant attention to it. I love Lachios im Yediya Zu Yom Yom. I have to live with this realization each and every day, sha'a sha'a, every single hour. L'rigaim tivchanenu mamish kenirali. Hayediyan shal sibas v'tachlis ha'chaim. This idea that when we finally get to what is the real meaning of life, what is the tachlis of life, he einene yediya sha'adam shomea kolkach, roshem es hadvarim, umaniach zos l'sikaron ben genozov. This, when you find out the purpose of life, Rabosai, the pshat is you don't just like write it down on a piece of paper, put it away somewhere, listen to this expression, omi pesach le pesach menakes haniyar me'avak. right? And from year, once a year, I take it out. I take out my, you know, my my life purpose thesis, and I go ahead and I dust it off, right? And then I put it back on the shelf, and I'll come back to it another year. No, yediyazu tzricha lihios yediya chushis sha'adam chayoso. We'll say, when we discover what this real purpose of existence is, this is something. This is something that we will have to go ahead and live with each and every moment. No shimo, so we have to breathe it. Kol kulo to'imes hayediya lazu. So we'll say, such an important, you know what he's advocating? He's advocating for like a vision-driven existence. That when you live, you have to first know what is the purpose. Once I discover the purpose, that purpose has to drive everything I do day in and day out. That vision is in front of me at all moments, and I never lose sight of it. Because remember, what happens the moment you lose sight of your life purpose? What happens? You cut your hand off, right? The moment you lose sight of your life purpose, the saw slips, and who knows what kind of collateral damage there's going to be. We'll say, just so you should know, the beauty also of this sefer is, you know, these ideas are practical in so many different ways. Like, even if you look at successful people, like in the Welt, just in the general world, so the truth is, successful people usually go ahead and have I'm sure there are many ingredients to success, but I've noticed that what successful people tend to have in common is they're very vision-oriented, meaning there's something that has to get done, and nothing derails them from that. You know, it might not be the most important thing in the world, but for them, it is that most important thing. So if it means that certain things fall by the wayside, they fall by the wayside, but they are not going to get distracted from that thing. All right, so let's go on. Vav.
Yes.
We're going to talk about that as well. Correct. Remember, so far, you could keep a running tab. We have to first figure out what is this siba kol ha'elus, what is this general meaning? And number two, how do you not get distracted? Now, the truth is, the section on not getting distracted is actually kind of short. It goes like this. Don't get distracted. Right? So, you know, there's a famous message that Rambam brings down in Hilchos Deos. He says that one of the most destructive nidos that a person could have is kas. It's kas. So the Rambam says, so how do you deal with kas? So what happens? I have a very bad temper. So how do you deal with kas? What does the Rambam say? Don't get angry. So I've often thought, well, I could have been the Rambam if it was that easy. But Elamai, the Rambam is saying something so amazing, that sometimes things in life are as simple as just setting your mind to something. Sometimes it's not about a calculus, it's not about a big cheshbon, and it's not about different things, it's not about doing this, it's not about learning this, it's not about saying this. It's about making a decision for yourself. So Rambam says, if I have a bad temper and I realize that it's an incredible handicap for me in life, I have to make a conscious decision not to get angry. It doesn't mean I'm successful in a day, but that is the avoda. So we'll see. I'm just thinking a little tongue-in-cheek. The section I'm not getting distracted is a little bit longer, but at the end of the day, that is what it comes down to. A person makes a decision. About what it is that they're going to focus on. And again, I'd say the more difficult part is figuring out what to focus on. That's the greater challenge, because if you're focusing on one thing and potentially excluding other things, you have to really make sure that the thing you are focusing on is truly the right thing. So that we also have to discover. So let's say section Vav. Ma be'emes tachlis ha'adam olam. So let's talk about this. So now what we've established is I have this siba miyuchades, personal reason for existence. Siba kola, that's general reason for existence. Siba miyuchades, each of us have to discover on our own. Siba kola, so what is it? What is like the general purpose of life? See, he says, listen to how profound this is. Tachlis ha'adam, hu davar yadua v'lo yadua. The truth is, the purpose of existence is known, and yet it's not known. Yadua. It's known, why? Because l'maisa, I've read about it, and I've heard about it. Ulam now we'll see what that means in just a moment. Ulam be'emes einena yodua. Yet, I don't really know it. Now what does that mean? Remember, I think we spoke about in our first shir, I think I mentioned it, Zohar brings down that if you strain your ear, you can still hear Anochi Hashem Elokecha by Har Sinai. Did I tell it to you? Right. So this idea that there are messages all around us in life. You just have to be tuned in to the right frequency. So the truth is, if you want to know what is the meaning of life, the truth is, chances are, we've all heard it, seen it, and read it. But it doesn't mean that we actually know it. Because just like Rabbi Leib Yitzchak said, you have to be on the right frequency to hear Anochi Hashem Elokecha. You have to have like the right prescription in order to be able to see the messages that the Ribono Shel Olam dispatches to us within the context of this world. So on one hand, I know it. On the other hand, I don't know it. Because if, now listen to this, we'll say, it's also very profound. If, actually, I'm going to stop saying it's very profound, because it's all very profound. If a person really knew the true essence of life, that siba hakolelas, the true meaning in life, and a person would connect to those things and connect to that knowledge, kol tsuras chayov haisa tzricha lishtanos. We'll say, and this here in the Mechaber hits on something very important. There is perhaps like a little bit of almost like a passive-aggressive approach to learning about what the real meaning in life is. Because on one hand, we all say we want to know the real meaning in life. On the other hand, there's a little part of us that says what? We don't articulate this in a conscious fashion. But subconsciously, there's a part of us that says, I'm not so sure I actually want to know it. Because chances are, if I know it, I probably will have to make some pretty dramatic changes. So I like to say that I want to know the meaning of life, but it's kind of like what I said last week, you know, like, let's be friends, you know, let's, I'm not ready to commit, let's kind of see what this whole meaning of life thing is. Meaning of life window shop. I want to see, I want to look at it, I want to be able to walk by again, I'm not ready to enter to purchase yet. And I will say, these kinds of things are important for us to acknowledge. Because if we don't acknowledge it, so there's no hope that somewhere down the road we could be strong enough to overcome it. So he says, so on one hand, we know the meaning of life. On the other hand, we don't fully know the meaning of life. And then on the third hand, maybe we don't fully want to know the meaning of life because of the requirements that that would levy upon us. So he goes on.
That works well for most people.
I'm sorry?
That works well too.
Most
people, I think, like
that. You have three hands.
Right, three hands, right. The truth is, cloud godel is most people live in what we call a state of cognitive dissonance. Right? Meaning most people, you know, there's a famous Rav Hirsch. Rav Hirsch brings down, he said, like, by the eagle. He said, how could it be that the Jewish people built the eagle? How could that be? It doesn't, you know the Gemara says, the Gemara compares the chita eagle to a kala that committed adultery underneath her chuppah. You know, like it's not even possible to even imagine such a thing like that, such a breach. So that's the Gemara calls, so what's the pshat? So Rav Hirsch gives an amazing insight, Rav Shlomo Farish. He says, they didn't believe in the eagle. They didn't believe in idolatry. They believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why did they build the eagle? He says, because what did they want? They wanted immorality. They wanted znos. They did not want to be bound by a moral code. So what? So why do you have to build the eagle? Rav Hirsch says something amazing. He says, because no one wants to be a sinner. So what do people do in life? People create their own realities that justify the way they live and the actions they do. Right? So I'm not in breach of anything. I just subscribe to a different model. This is very important because the truth is we live in a society of you know, you everybody's the same. Everybody's the same and we can't pass judgments on each other. Everybody's right. The truth is very antithetical to Judaism, because in Judaism there's right and there's wrong. But there is this whole idea, so I think a lot of us, I think all of us do this in some way in life, where we create a reality for ourselves. And in this reality, I can do this, 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 and this. Can I really do it? We're not going to get into that. But at least my reality allows for it. And that's exactly what he's saying. So I know, deep down, if you get into the recesses of my neshama, I know that it's not right. I know my reality that I've created in this area is false, but I'm not really ready to give it up. Incredibly difficult thing. If a person were to put all of his spiritual energy into this understanding of what the true purpose of life is, Umidas ha'emes ha'isa chaya uba'eres etzlo, and the true midah of truth, of the purpose of life, burned inside of him. Hu haya lokeach daf va'et. Listen to this. It will say, if we really discovered the real purpose of life, and it's not just to discover it, but we really wanted to like actualize it, you know what I would do? I would discover this meaning of life. I would take out a piece of paper and a pen. And I'd write down in a sentence, because going to see the purpose of life is a sentence. And I'd write down this purpose of life on a piece of paper. And I would put this piece of paper in my pocket. Listen to this. And once every 15 minutes, what would I do every 15 minutes? I take out my piece of paper on which is written the purpose of life, and I would look at it. Why? In order that I not forget it. And I will say, you'll say to yourself, 15 minutes seems a bit extreme. But remember again, if you go back to the mashal of the carpenter. So how often does the carpenter have to refocus himself on his task? How often? Every moment. Because the truth is, if he has a lapse in concentration for a moment, he's done. So we're going to see that, and this also is another shift in thinking. Because often when we think about, you know, the purpose of life, so our focus often is like, in a general mindset, you know, what's my focus in life? I don't necessarily think about that every single moment, but it's there in the background. The Mechaber says it's not true. When we discover what the meaning of life is, that is not just a background thought. That is front and center. That has to be something that literally guides me every moment of every day. Paragraph Zion. So now we get to it. Mahi be'emes tachlis adam olam. Okay, so now we've spoken about it for a while. So what is the purpose of existence in this world? Now, I will say, again, I want to give you a caveat with this, because what he's going to say is going to strike you as very ordinary at first, but it's really going to turn into something much, much more multifaceted. Yiduin divrei ha-mesilas yisharim. So remember, again, he quotes over here from Ramosh Chaim Litzato, the Mesilas Yisharim. Shekasov, I will suggest you should know that Mesilas Yisharim, actually, when we were starting the Shira, I wasn't sure if we should do this or Mesilas Yisharim. Because Mesilas Yisharim is an exceptionally important sefer. It's probably one of the most important sifrei moser, but it's also important because about the author. You know, Ramosh Chaim Litzato had a very, very difficult life. Very difficult life. He was accused of being a Sabbatian, of being a follower of Shabtai Tzvi, because he taught Kabbalah. The reason he was accused is because one of his Talmidim claimed that the Ramchal said that he speaks to Malachim in his dreams. Now, I don't know if the Ramchal said it or not. It's certainly possible that the Ramchal spoke with Malachim in his dreams. But I will say, the Ramchal had a terrible life. Mamish, a terrible life. See, he was banned from teaching Kabbalah first. Then he was banned from teaching at all. He was blacklisted. He was blacklisted in Europe. He couldn't get a job. So he went to Eretz Yisrael. And I'm sorry, he did get a job. He became an optician, a lens cutter. Can you imagine that? Rav Moshe Chaim Litzato couldn't get a job in Rabbanos. He couldn't get a job in Chinuch. You know, Klal Gadol is great people become great when? Right, when they're dead. When they're dead, everybody loves dead people. Right? Living people have a much bigger, difficult time getting along with. But dead people, we really respect. So he goes ahead. So then, amazing enough, he goes to Eretz Yisrael at the age of 45. And he and his entire family die in a plague. Rav Moshe Chaim Litzato died at the age of 45. So I've always felt that with that background, his words are much more profound, because you recognize that this is coming from someone who really suffered, who really suffered. And yet, despite all of that, he had such clarity of life, such clarity of vision, such a clear sense of purpose. So just keep that in mind as we see the next piece. So he says, we know the words of the Mesilas Yisharim Shekasov, ube'emes ki ashlimos ha'amiti hu rak hadvekus bo yisbarach shemo. What is the true truth? The MS HaAmiti, what is the true MS? The truth that Hashem was HaAmiti, the only true completion in life, comes from Dveikus Bo Yisbarach Shemo, clinging to God. Now, understand, now again, so when many people learn the Ramchal, so they say, oh, learn Torah, do mitzvos. That's not what Dveikus means. Remember how we began this? I mean, I shouldn't say that. That's part of Dveikus. But remember again how we began in this sefer, when the Mechaber explained that mitzvos are building blocks. that are there to help me with building certain parts of my persona. So Dveikus is not mean doing mitzvos and learning Torah. Learning Torah, doing mitzvos are building blocks. Dveikus is a state of relationship. A state of relationship. A state of interconnectedness. Now again, we don't know what that means either. We'll have to figure that out. But Ramchal says, if you want to know the entire purpose of life, it's Dveikus Bo Yisparshu. It is a clinging and being interwoven into the very fabric of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hu mashikosov. Page yud. V'hu mashikosov Dar HaMelech Alav HaShalom. V'ani kirvas Elokim li tov. And this is what David HaMelech meant when he said in Tehillim, and for me, closeness to God is the ultimate good. Kolomar, im adam rotze ladaas mahu adam shalim. If a person wants to know what makes a complete individual, ma David HaMelech heben shetov bishvilo, what did David HaMelech feel was the ultimate good for him? V'im hu tov bishvilo, hu tov bishvil kol yachid v'yachid me'itanu. And if it was good for David, then it's good for us. Because I remember, again, David, when David HaMelech says these things, it means a lot. First of all, again, lest you think that David HaMelech was a man of the world, right? He was a king. He was a warrior. So he wasn't just sitting in the Beis Medrash. You know, if David HaMelech was sitting in the Beis Medrash, he would say, oh, what I desire is closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say, okay, that's good for him. But David HaMelech is such also a complex and multifaceted individual. An individual with huge accomplishments, an individual with significant failures, an individual who embodied so many, who was wealthy, he was victorious, all of these things. And he says, at the end of the day, I had all of my money, I had all of my honor, I had all of the fame, I had all the things that people desire. And at the end of the day, the conclusion I've come to is, Va'ani, for me, after seeing everything, Kirvas Elokim Li Tov. The ultimate good in life comes from closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, we don't know what that means yet, but that is a profound statement that David HaMelech makes. He goes on. He says, "Va'ani kirvas elokim litov, shulchan shavur." Listen to this. Shulchan shavur, a broken table. Af adam ein mu'unyon bo. No one wants him. Kisei shavur, a broken chair. Af adam ein mu'unyon bo. Nobody looks at it. Mita shvura, broken bed. Af adam ein arot zelishnala. Nobody wants to sleep on it. Lonus ba es shinaso. To go ahead and lonu basha, to sleep on it. Kavachomer ben menosha kavachomer. So we'll say, if nobody wants a broken table, nobody wants a broken chair, nobody wants a broken bed, certainly it's a kavachomer. Sha'af adam bipnimius nafsho, eno rotzelios adam shavur, ela adam shalim. We'll say, if I don't want broken furniture, then it goes without saying that what? That I don't want to be a broken person on the inside either. So if I want my possessions to be whole, certainly I want my most important possession, me, to be whole. Mazeh Yehudi Shalim. So what makes a whole Jew? Shelo chaser lo yadayim, that is not lacking hands. Shelo chaser lo raglayim, that is not lacking feet. Zohi shlemos chitzonis. It's true, that is an external completion. That's an external completion. Shlemos gufnis, a physical completion. Ulam shlemos amitis, but a true completion. Shlemos nafshis, a spiritual completion. Shlemos pinimis, an inner completion. Hu shlemos al kirvas Hashem. We'll say, if a person is complete in his closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what David HaMelech called kirvas Elokim, what Ramchal called his dabkus, hadvekus bo yisparach, that's what ultimately creates whole man. Adam shekarov laHashem kmo shekasa haRamchal, ube'emes shah ki ha-shlemos ha-amiti, hu ha-dveikos yisparach shemo, u'kimo shekasav, shama Ramchal said, v'zulas zeh, listen to this, what Ramchal says, v'zulas zeh, aside from having this dveikos, this connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mashiach shevu b'nei adam l'tov, eino ela hevel v'shavnite, that which people think is good, is not really good. That which people think is good is hevel, is nothingness, and are things that just derail you. At the end of the day, the only thing you have in life, the only thing you have in life that's yours, is your closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and your Dveikus. And I will say, it's a very overwhelming thought. If you think about it, you know, life could take everything from you. Life could take your money. Life could take your possessions. Life, Rahman al-Islam, could take your family. Life could take everything from you. Literally everything from you. The only thing that is yours, and yours until the day you leave this world, is your kirvas Hashem, your dvekos l'Hashem, that sense of closeness to God, that sense of clinging to God. Komahuso shel Yehudi, the entire essence of the Jew, zelihios karav l'Hashem v'dalkba, is to be close to God and to cling to Him. Lo rak ba'olam haba tachlis adam lios davik b'bar yisbar shmo. Well, say, it's not just an olam haba where we have this notion of clinging to God. Ela afkan ba'olam hazeh, even in this world, avodas ha'adam v'tachliso lihios davik b'bar yisbar shmo. The avoda of man and his tachlis is to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Listen to how this ends. Kol rega v'rega sha'adam eino davik b'bar yisbar shmo. For every moment that a person is not clinging to God, b'rega hazeh, who eino adam shalim. Such a profound statement. Every moment in which I'm not in a state of dvekos, I'm not a complete person, which is another way of saying, I'm a broken individual. Every moment I don't have dvekos, I am not complete, I'm not whole. Hu nechsar min hashlimos ha'amiti, he is missing from true completion, shehi hadvekos boris baruch shemo, which ultimately, again, is the clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll stop over here. But again, just to bring everything together, so what we accomplished tonight was the following. Going a little bit out of order. What we accomplished, well, let's go in order, actually. So the first thing that the first thing that the Mechaber pointed out is, again, remember, building on what we saw last week, Siba Miuchedes, Siba Klolis. We're trying to figure out what is the Siba Klolis, the general idea. So before we got into it, remember, whatever it's going to be, it's got to be something that I'm always paying attention to. It's got to be something where once I discover, I'm going to write it down on a piece of paper and take it out every 15 minutes. Because if I don't keep my attention constantly focused on whatever that real purpose of existence is, what happens? I get distracted. And what happens when you get distracted? What happens? It could be years, if ever, until you get back on track. So once I discover this meaning, I have to go ahead and always keep it different. By the way, you should know, this is the meaning of the opening line in Shulchan Aruch of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somit. That's what it means to place HaKadosh Baruch Hu before me at all times. What does it mean to place HaKadosh Baruch Hu before me? We're going to see. What it means is to place my purpose of life before me at all times. I should always be ever vigilant and ever aware of it. What is this purpose? So he's brought us rayas from both the Ramchal, Moshe and Letzatim, Sharm, as well as Davan HaMelech, that this ultimate thing that we aspire to in life is this sense of dvekos clinging and kirva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the only thing in life that's tov. That's the only thing in life that makes me shalom. It doesn't mean that other things are not good, and it doesn't mean that I shouldn't work hard to acquire other things. That's not what he's saying at all. What he's saying is, in life, though, you have to be aware of what's the tov ha'amiti, what is the ultimate good, what is that which makes me shalom, and what are the things that are nice. You see, our great challenge in life is very often, we put the nice things on a pedestal and make them more important than they really are. You could enjoy the nice things, work hard for the nice things, that's all great, as long as you're taking out your piece of paper every 15 minutes. Shavisa Shavim Magdi Summit. Kirva.
Can you do that? I thought the way you were saying it, it's detached from the tachlis amiti.
So that's what we have to see. We're going to have to see, ultimately, integration. So obviously, again, I have to live in this world. And yes, my life is about Dvekos. So does that mean that everything is part of Dvekos? Or does it mean that there are other things? As I said, obviously, we're going to have to figure out our framework. But the idea that he's single here, and this is such a beautiful idea, that the only thing that makes us really shalim in life is Dvekos l'Hashem. Everything else might give us comfort, might make us a little bit happy, but the only thing that makes us complete and whole is Dvekos l'Hashem. And we know this to be true. The happiest times in our lives, the truth is not when we buy something new, or it's not even when we take a nice trip. The happiest times in our lives is when we feel like on a spiritual high. When we feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's when I feel shalim. And that might be true even if other things in life are not in perfect order, but that's when I feel shalim. So we'll stop over here. Mir Tashem, now we have to get into what is the definition of dvekos. What does it mean to be davuk to Hashem? What does it mean to be karav to Hashem? All right, we'll stop over here. So again, I apologize that I was late tonight. Mir Tashem, I'll be better next week.